Welcome, everybody, to Music Composition with Reaper. This is Lecture 7 for April the 13th, 2017. Today, we're going to continue our lecture on tempo and stretch marker actions and fun things you can do with them. We're also going to discuss grouped items and item pitch manipulation, different algorithms, how they affect both items and project. So that's will be something you guys can look forward to as well. So that is a lot to cover. Real quick, I wanted to get through some administrivia because some things have been sort of weird lately. So I wanted to kind of get past these along. So we had a server upgrade. So a lot of the resources and things were down over the past 2 days. We're really sorry about that. The mailing lists are still down, but the aliases are back up. So you can ping us with Submit MIDI again if you need some support or need some help. We can finally receive emails again, so that's good. The wiki is also back up. You will need to go ahead and reread the title, the main page where it has your credentials and stuff, because the podcast URLs have changed. So you'll want to fix those in your feeds and your podcatchers and stuff for those of you who are sucking those down from the servers because those changed. So that's important to keep in mind. Your passwords are there on the wiki page as well for those podcasts. It's still the same passwords, but just your URLs have changed. But in case you've forgotten, everything is there on the wiki. So all that is good. Just we'll let you know when the mailing lists are back up, because you'll know because the mailing lists are working again and you'll get a message from us. But as of now, they're not. So you'll have to send support messages to Submit MIDI or to Cavi Audio Skype if you see it on, and we'll try and help you out. I also wanted to tell you guys that some of you guys have turned in some tempo assignments already, and that is awesome. We've been listening to them. You guys have really been experimenting and exploring with things that we've taught you so far, and that's really awesome. And hopefully what we teach you today will further help you with the assignment if you haven't already, or even help you, even if you have, with more things that you choose to mess with in a tempo sense. So without further ado, I think I'm passing this on to Derek for a dynamic split.
You are, but before we go there, are there any questions or has anyone made any observations as a result of playing with tempo and stretch markers? And maybe not even in the context of this assignment. Maybe you took the liberty of talking about stretch markers to yourself or whatever. You know, have you made any cool discoveries? Jim?
It's not really, it's just to do with the key mappings. Because I find that the move or to move backwards and forwards to the markers is on semicolon and not the next key to it, which is the apostrophe, but the one beyond that, which is the hash or number sign. But you seem to have them on, you were talking about them being on the apostrophe.
I know why. And the reason is because you're using a UK keyboard. And yep, the key map has been done with the US keyboard. So to get it to the apostrophe, you either need to switch layout to US or don't use the apostrophe. Use the key next to it, as you're saying. It's not a key map error. Is that you're having another key, you're using another keyboard layout. And the apostrophe of the US, for some odd, bizarre, weird reason, does not correspond for Reaper to the apostrophe in the UK. I knew of that problem. I forgot to tell you because I forgot. And I don't have the UK keyboard, but I had another person telling me about it. And yes, that's why. So when we say apostrophe in the US, you actually need to think of the key next to the apostrophe.
David has a question.
Oh, full name. Thank you, Gianluca. When you press Alt-Shift-Up, it works perfectly, but it says set selection, and I was just wondering why.
Okay, that's another thing. The way we built that action, it's a custom action, and the way we built it was basically, it creates a time selection and then snaps stretch marker within that time selection. And we did that because we want to set a time in which to snap. Otherwise, we could get weird behavior in snapping stretch markers to grid. It won't do it well. So basically that's why. And the reason why it says it is because now with Osara, those commands talk. So we're just basically doing left bracket, snap, right bracket, that left bracket, right bracket, go back, snap, and then clear the selection out. And you're hearing that because Osara speaks, and we cannot make it not speak in a custom action. That's a thing. It's not in our control. We cannot do it.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Very good observations, though.
Because what happens without that selection, there's an earlier version of the action that exists. If you, let's say, you're snapping along and you're doing a little finite correct here, you know, okay, that's just like a 16th off and there's an 8th and whatever, and you're snapping to grid and you're changing your grid divisions to be the most convenient as you're going along. And then there's some big, big thing that deviates and you're like, whoa, that's a whole quarter note off. So you're going to do Control Shift 4 to snap to quarter note and you snap it. Well, guess what? Everything snaps by that. Everything snaps by eighth, by whatever. So the minute you do a division which is less complex than the most intricate or complicated thing that you've done, all that finesse is just rounded to the nearest quarter or half or eighth. And you go play back what you've done and things are really kind of broken.
Another thing that I could that we could add, I don't know if we went to explain, I don't remember actually, how to do a gradual stretch in audio with tempo and stretch together. Did we get to that?
Maybe no, because we were just showing the two, and then we were going to, this week, do all the together actions.
Okay, I didn't remember that. Okay, good, because that could be a very cool thing for if you're dealing with... gradual tempo changes for mashup you want to, or DJing kind of compilation-ish style that you want to do some gradual things. So, yeah, I think we'll show that too. I can do that. Derek also can. So, yeah, we can do that too.
You'll do the gradual thing. I'll do dynamic split.
Good.
Onwards and upwards to splitting dynamically or something.
Indeed. So, what if I told you that there was a way to take audio and magically quantize it to... the grid division. Would you believe me?
Maybe.
Good job.
I definitely would.
Oh, well, what if I told you there's a way you can take audio and magically quantize it to your grid division and occasionally get a result that's actually usable? That would be the thing that you can believe. And that is dynamic split.
Once you learn this dynamic split, that in combination with the snap to grid is going to really kind of help your stretch markers sort of along there. So he was showing you how with snap to grid, you can sort of be real unprecise, just kind of here and there and sprinkle some stretch markers in between. That and the dynamic split, you're going to see some interesting results.
I did have a quick question.
Okay.
The tempo marker thing. That only works with MIDI tracks, correct?
No, tempo markers can also work on audio items. The tempo markers affect the project itself. They affect the metronome.
Jess, today you're going to learn how to make them work with audio because there's a little step that
oh, okay. Thank
still
you.
Missing. You're going to learn it today.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you. Because I was trying to project last night and the MIDI tracks worked with the tempo marker. They respected it and the audio thing didn't. But no worries.
Yep, you'll see why.
Cool.
And then you'll be like, oh man, duh. And you'll have a moment and then you'll be all right.
Because there was one key thing I forgot to tell you when I was tempo marking the stuff up to change back, just as a hint.
In project properties.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So let's say we have a track, because we do. So we don't even have to be hypothetical about this one. And let's say it's played tightly, but it could stand just because, for extra sake of being methodical, it could stand to be quantized to a grid, specifically to eighth notes. Let's say we want to do this thing. Well, guess what? We do, and we shall, and we can do this semi-easily. Right, well. Actually, getting the thing synced to tempo would be a good idea, first of all, as you could tell. So we're going to do that. We're going to select the item. I will route speech eventually when it matters. This is review. I want to spare you hearing things that you already have done, but they need doing and they need reviewing. So I'm going to press what to jump to my first transient?
Tab.
Very good. All right. And I'm going to split and delete. Now I'm going to make a selection of the first measure as I perceive it. And now we're going to... Who remembers the very interesting key combination to change the project tempo based on selection?
Alt-Shift-Control-C.
That is correct. And in this dialogue, I tell it that it's a four time signature, that the selection that has taken place occupies the duration of one measure. And in doing so, I learned the project BPM is 115.420. Ah.
What's the .420?
.420 like, BPM.
Yeah, it's like a part of a BPM. So it's not quite at 116, and it's not quite at 115. It's right in between there.
Oh, duh. My bad.
And as you can hear, that's about the way of it. That's pretty cool. I'd say that's pretty precise. Up to the third digit of a BPM, yeah?
Did you just experiment with that?
No, he took... So what he did, as an explanation, let's pause that. He took a time selection. So he took what he specified as a measure. So you're specifying this yourself as a measure. So you are specifically relying on your ears here at this particular point. He took a measure. He made it as a time selection with alt shift left and right bracket, or left and right bracket if you prefer. And he made that selection. Once he made that time selection out of what he specified as a measure, he then pressed alt control shift C and created the tempo from the time selection that he specified, said it was a measure, and that is the project's tempo from that time selection.
Okay, since we didn't do this last time, last Thursday, is that clear enough? Or you guys have a question? Or do you want to hear speech routing as he's doing it? Because we haven't covered this last week, if I'm correct.
We did.
We did, yeah.
Oh.
Because that's the only reason I know how to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Do you need to hear some speech for that, Jess? Or
no.
Do you got it?
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
I was trying to figure out how he determined the exact tempo.
The time selection determined the tempo for him. He didn't have to.
Oh, okay.
It calculated it for him. So remember last week I tap tempoed and I made sort of a guesstimate based on my tap tempo. He didn't have to because he had the time selection calculate it for him.
Oh, right. Okay. I got it.
And that's saved a lot of time, in my opinion. Make your selection, listen to your loop. It loops, you've got a measure, Control-Alt-Shift-C,
the key,
done.
The key to realize here, and sort of the drawback to this, if you're not sort of musically inclined, as it were, or if you aren't, you know, good with rhythm or things like that, because you have to hear that sort of initial selection by ear to place it, so.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Or you could use the tab key. I use the tab key to get right to the beginning of that kick drum on the fifth beat. One,
right,
and
but
two,
when do you know? When do you
four,
know?
Pause
the measure.
Five.
And what if the transient's off? Or what if you know? Like that's what I'm saying. Like that doesn't always work.
Yeah, the song "Pictures" by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow comes to mind, where the drums are deliberately offset. Do you time it by the bass guitar or by the drums? Things like that infuriate me. That's a modern, you know, embellishment or something where you sequence your drums or your one instrument and then it's on time with itself, but you move it off the grid by a certain amount. That kind of thing is infuriating. If I really was a mean person, I would have made y'all lock that into tempo and see who interpreted it by the drums, which are deliberately offset, and who was going by the bass and basically everything else that was locked in.
The other thing too is like, because you brought up that point, and there's a lot of songs like that too that have sort of the strum of a guitar that starts sort of on the and of four. So it's like dun, and you know, where does that where are you going to start your measure? Does that make sense? So,
and sometimes
one and two and three and four and blum.
And sometimes what I've done is I've taken the beginning of a song off, made it measure two, made the first thing I know to be beat one measure two, fleshed it out, stretched it out, markered it up, whatever, and then grown the left edge of that item back so that beginning will fall where it does. So I don't have to figure out that that's like, you know, 58% in on beat three to make it work, or 94% into beat two to make that work, or whatever. It just lines up when it matters and everything falls into place and starts where it will, so that there's still the flow, there's still the feeling of humanity in the piece. All right. Two and three and four and one and two and three and four. So we got eight notes. If I escape out of this, killing my selection, and then I, while playing, press tab. That's cool. We're getting all the eighth notes as transients. That's fun. So what I want to do is I want to bring up the dynamic split function in Reaper, though pointing out one thing that you may have already noticed. That's cool. That's okay. That's... So who hears the problem?
I do.
Which is?
It's a bit of the rhythm. It's...
Mm-hmm. It's starting to what?
What do you mean?
It's starting to jump ahead, right? So...
Indeed. That'd be all right. It's going to quantize it. So we're going to set the grid to eighth notes by doing what?
Control shift eight.
Yeah. All right. Now, there's a couple of ways to get to this next dialogue I'm going to show you. For some bizarre reason, it's ended up in the view menu under dynamic split. Another way to do it, and the way I've always been getting to it, is by pressing the applications key, going under item processing, and then selecting dynamic split. It's also in the item menu on the menu bar. You can get to it that way. So three ways: the view menu, applications key on the item and selecting item processing, and then dynamic split, or, you know, the item menu on the menu bar, item processing and dynamic split. Okay, that's
really
already...
Make sure you know where it is.
Yeah, you do, actually. You want to make sure of it.
I'm saying Reaper wants to really make sure.
Oh, yes.
You know it.
Yes, absolutely.
In different places.
Indeed. All right, so... meh, it'll be all right. Quantize! Control shift 8, as I said before.
1-0.
View menu.
Master monitoring big clock, crossfader, dynamic split.
Dynamic split. Now, when I press enter on this, my machine's going to take a little while to come up with the dialogue because it's thinking.
Checkbox checked.
Ah, yeah, there it is. It's going through the entire song and it's looking at the transients and the dynamics and figuring out where it can do splits based on those dynamics. It analyzes the dynamics with two things. The first being a gate, and the second being the transients in the song, or the, you know, transients, the spikes in the waveform, most of which are drums. Sometimes, and this is the tricky part, they're vocals, but there are ways to adjust the transient sensitivity such that if you're not getting a result that you are pleased by, you can do something about it. I do not have default settings in this dialogue. So should you at any point follow along with me and hear things differently, chances are you're doing a good job and you're doing it right. Because I've been in this dialogue many a time and the numbers that you put in here stay from project to project. So I will tell you what I've changed and the numbers that it comes up with. So this is also one of those dialogues that put you in the middle, doesn't put you at the beginning. So we'll tab around this a couple of times until we know that we've seen and explored everything. So what I would suggest is listen to this and kind of digest the gist of it and then experiment, because this way you'll have gotten all the info and you'll know eventually you'll come around to hearing what I'm doing. So the first thing I happen to land on is at transients checkbox checked. Yes, I want this to look at the transients.
When gate opens, checkbox not checked.
When gate opens, checkbox not checked. No, we're not dealing with things that are gating, because there's audio that's constantly going through this whole song.
When gate closes, checkbox not checked.
So I uncheck that as well.
Reduce splits, checkbox checked.
The reduce splits checkbox, as I understand it, allows you to give Reaper some criteria to reduce the amount of splits that it creates, which can be very useful.
Limit number of splits under 357.
Now it's coming up with 357 splits it could possibly make. But when I've changed a few things, it'll come up with fewer, I think.
Edit selected 357.
That is where I can type the number of splits. So if I know for a fact that that only needs to split 50 times, I could type 50. And then it would infer,
minimum size length in millis-
based on some things you're going to see here in a little while, where to pull that 50 or where to pull that 100 or what have you.
Edit.
So minimum slice length.
Minimum slice length in milliseconds, size 250.
That, actually, that's about right, because I could probably even go more than that, or less than that. So if you have a sense of time, I'd probably be at about 50.
Edit selected 250.
So we'll do 50, no, 75 milliseconds, I think. And if you are curious kind of about timings and things, there are formulas where you can look at the BPM and you can figure out that an eighth note is a certain amount of milliseconds and things like that based on the BPM. But I honestly don't remember that formula. Sometimes what I've done is I've just selected a piece of audio and I've looked at it. Look at the length of the selection by either copying it to another project or splitting it off as an item and looking at its length, or, you know, any number of things. But in either case, with messing around, you'll kind of get a feel for the sort of value that is sensible there.
Best to worst radio edit selected 75. Minimum slice length in milliseconds, slider 75.
I'm shift tabbing because I want to see.
Edit selected 583.
See, when I change that minimum to 75, it upped the splits. So do you see what I'm doing? As I change these settings, it's changing the number of splits that it's going to create. Does that make sense?
So basically, when you change one thing, all the others follow.
Yeah.
Minimum size length edit selected. Best to worst radio button checked.
Now, remember how I said if you only wanted 50 splits, it would only do 50 and it would infer based on certain logic? As I understand this, because I haven't found this documented anywhere, but as I understand it, best to worst versus
left to right radio button checked.
Left to right.
Best to worst.
Best to worst says, well, if you only want the top 50 or the top 10 splits or whatever, where's the best, most useful splits I can make? And left to right is like, well, I'm going to start where I am, and I'm going to go until, well, okay, I'm only allowed to do 50 splits. Well, I've done 50, I'm good. And then it stops.
DB combo box, right stretch markers to selected items, and then to grouped items collapse.
Now, that's not the default. The options we have.
Split selected items.
Split selected items. That's the old behavior. There's an old CaviCast floating around the interweb somewhere to talk about how we do tempo syncing with audio. And this is back in the Reaper 3.78 days. And this is the way this dynamic split used to work. It would create, in this case, 583 items. And each item was a split. It was a little chunk of audio. And you would quantize those items to fit the grid. And that's how you'd quantize the audio. And if it was a little trigger happy on the splits, well, you got to do a lot of fun things to fix that. Or you just didn't. In my case, I eventually just didn't.
Split selected and grouped items.
Split selected and grouped items. So if you have items in a group, and Gianluca will talk about grouping items, you can make the item you're looking at split all the other items in the group based on its transient information.
Right stretch markers to selected items.
Right stretch markers to selected items, which in this case is what we're going to do.
Right stretch markers to selected items and then to grouped items.
Right stretch markers to selected items and add to grouped items mirrors the behavior of the second thing, except for as opposed to splitting items, we're writing stretch markers.
Add transient guide markers to items.
And to be honest, I haven't explored the add transient guide to items option.
Well, what they are is basically a visual guide, so useless to us. They just tell people where it's going to put the split so that sighted people can see where it's going. It's a visual thing, so it's not going to be useful to us.
And so based on that explanation, I will
right strip.
Not bother.
Right stretch markers to selected items.
So I'm going to up arrow twice to right stretch markers to selected items.
Right stretch markers button.
And I'm going to press enter to write the stretch markers.
Unsaved project.
Question for the students. Do you understand the difference between splittings and stretch markers? So why are we adding stretch markers? Because we could have also split, you know, the dynamic split was born to split actual items, but we're using stretch markers. You know, you understand why we're doing that, right?
Well, it's less cumbersome than splitting items, I suppose, and more manipulatable, if that's a word.
Mm-hmm. And because we could also split items and then sort of quantize the items, but then we're going to get weird fades and crossfades and clicks all over the place. Instead, stretch markers is a better way of doing it because we're actually saying from this part to that part, stretch the audio by this amount, and from that part to this part, stretch the audio by that amount, instead of relying on splitting items and then having to fill the gaps between the item, which can be done by using SWS, but stretch markers give better and more reliable results.
Yeah, it makes sense. Why go through the manual stuff if Reaper can do it for you?
And they're easier to fix, too. So let's look at what we've got. I'm going to hit play. But first, before I do, who remembers how to move between stretch markers?
Control apostrophe and control semi.
Shortcut help on.
Semi and shift apostrophe, or in our case, Jim, the one to the right of the apostrophe.
Item, got a previous stretch marker.
Indeed, that is correct.
Shortcut help on.
Sorry.
So I'm going to press play, and then I'm going to press shift apostrophe here. And we're just going to see where the markers have went. Okay, so it's not the most accurate because it didn't get all of the eighth notes. So we could press Control-Alt-Page down and lower the transient threshold and try it again. But for this particular case, it won't matter. If it does matter that it's more sensitive, then you can play with Control...
Shortcut. Alt. Transient detection threshold decreased.
Page, yes, control alt page down for the transient threshold and alt shift page up and page
transient
down
detection sensitivity.
For the sensitivity. Short. I confess to getting the two confused. One deals with the difference between the surrounding audio and how large the spike in the waveform has to be to have it considered as a transient, and one, I believe it's the threshold, is just where the whole measurement starts. How much is the radar kind of scanning? You know, the waveform that is to be considered. And the other is the height of the spike in the waveform that has to occur for it to be considered a transient. And I'm still trying to work out which is which, to be honest. But for this particular application, we have enough to get on with. And so that's cool.
Part one.
Now... okay, we have all these stretch markers written, so what? What of them? Nothing happened. Why did nothing happen? Anyone got a guess? Why did nothing happen?
Well, we haven't done anything yet.
Yep.
We apply tempo markers.
We don't have to do tempo markers.
We could probably quantize stretch markers or something.
That's it. And to do that, this is also in the item menu and stretch marker submenu, or you can right-click... if you're doing this visually, the item, or press the applications key on it.
Context menu, item settings, sub item properties, source properties, B,
here.
Group submenu D, take submenu A, comp sub item and take colors, sub item process, stretch markers, submenu S.
To stretch markers. Now, this is a bit involved, and I will show you this multiple times if you need it, because it's kind of buried. So, applications key on the item, or item menu, whatever. Stretch markers, submenu.
Add stretch marker at cursor A.
No.
Add stretch markers at time selection A. Stretch marker at cursor submenu S.
Nope.
Stretch markers in selected items submenu S.
Stretch markers in selected items submenu. Because we have an item selected and that's what we're messing with.
Snap to grid S.
Snap to grid. And remember we set that to eighth notes?
Unsaved.
So do you want me to go through that again?
Oh, I was following along there and I accidentally snapped it to quarter notes and it sounds brilliant. But
I'd imagine.
Yeah, could you go over that one more time?
All right. So you select your item.
101.
Applications key, or you go to the item menu and whatever.
Context menu, item sort group, submenu G, take submenu, comp, submenu.
And you arrow.
Item end, take item processing, sub.
To.
Stretch markers.
Stretch markers, submenu. And you go into stretch markers, submenu.
Add stretch markers in selected items, submenu S.
Down arrow to stretch markers in selected items, submenu. And in there, the first option, which you select,
snap to grid S.
Is snap to grid.
Unsafe.
You got it?
When you said select items, is that the shift A?
That works, or just navigating to it works too. Because when you navigate to an item with control left and control right arrow, you've selected it, just as if navigating to a file in Windows Explorer or to a character in a Word document or whatever. But if you're paranoid and you're playing something and it's an item, one among many in a project, and you just want to be sure, then absolutely, that would work. Now if we hit play on this... Hey! Yay! Or something. So who guessed what happened there?
Because it hadn't dynamically split properly, it then skipped ahead, because obviously two of the hi-hats, instead of one of the hi-hats, dynamically split.
Close. Really close. What happened...
Undo snap stretch markers to grid.
Was that the
undo dynamic split.
Tempo got so off that it snapped it to the wrong eighth note. See, by that point, it had gotten so far off sync of the tempo that it was snapping it to the wrong eighth note because... It made that part of the audio where it snapped it wrong a lot faster.
Shortcut help.
Let's see. Redo.
Move edit cursor to previous. Edit. Redo.
Yeah, Control Shift Z.
Shortcut.
Right, so redo
dynamic
that.
Split.
Redo
snap stretch mark.
Snap. Right there. See, now it's an eighth off. And then it tried to fix it by stretching that piece out longer than it should have been. And now we are a whole... Yeah. So, there is hope for this. There is a way to fix it.
Undo dynamic split.
And that is by combining all of the things that we did last week with the... dynamic split dialog. So if we go through and we apply tempo markers to sync the metronome to it, or we do stretch markers such that we sync it to the metronome, or a combination of both where after doing a bit of messing around, the audio and the metronome are synced through some compromise, we can then apply a dynamic split and get a lot more sensible result. So I'm not going to do this entire song. I'm just going to do the first 30 seconds of it or so, because that's enough.
Can you do up to the point where he starts singing?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to still snap this to eighths. I'm going to put a... That measure's perfect. And it's not till the second beat of the second measure, one, two, that we start to get a little bit off sync. So what I'm going to do at the top of measure two... is put a stretch marker with Control M. And the reason I want to do that, I could also just use Alt Shift I and it would add the stretch marker and it wouldn't snap because, you know, it's at the top of the beat. The reason I want to do that is because I don't want to move anything. I don't want to move. I don't want the first measure pulling to try to correct for the second. I don't want any shift in time to happen until the first beat of measure two, because all of measure one is fine. I want that left alone. That's cool. Yeah, that's cool, but it's a little off. Just a little bit. A little more, and so on. So,
stretch marker bar to 0%.
Let's say I'm really precise. I'm not going to do this the whole song. But I want that on the eighth note.
Our configuration dialog. Report position went from in checkbox checked out plus S.
I press Control F12 in review to get there.
45%, 47%.
See, that hi-hat is on 47%, not 50% if I press Alt-Shift-I here.
Set selection.
And I look at that.
48%, 50%.
Hi-hat, and it's at 50 now. So who sees what I just did?
Yep.
So I'm going to set the grid to quarter notes with...
Control-Shift-4.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to go through here. And on occasion...
Set selection in.
Tab to transient and press Alt-Shift-I on it to set it to...
R5-0.
Stretch marker.
Set selection in.
And...
R-set.
Set select. I'm not...
B-R-A.
Being... particularly choosy as to where. I'm
just selection, bar.
Going through and just paging down a couple of times and tabbing a couple of times.
Set selection end.
And
bar three.
And that's sort of did it. Not very well, but it kind of got it. But that's okay, because that kind of getting it is going to keep it from getting an eighth note off. So when next I do a dynamic split, we're going to get a lot more pleasing results. Now, what I'm going to also do is, although this won't talk, press Control-Alt-Page down a little bit, a couple times, and drop the transient threshold a little bit. Let's see if we can get that other hi-hat in there. It's not doing it. Maybe the transient sensitivity. Increase that with Alt-Shift home.
Alt-Shift page up and down. One note
transient
here.
Detection sensitive.
Yeah, Alt-Shift page up and down.
If you're using JAWS, those keys will not work because of a problem in JAWS thinking that you are in a table and you're going to get a message saying not in a table unless you modify the JKM, which I did. So I tweaked the scripts a bit.
Transient
so I will send them to... Probably Jessica already has it. Did I send it to you, Jessica? I don't remember.
I don't think you ever did.
Okay, I will.
I think it'd be good to have so we can give them, yeah, should the people who use JAWS want it.
Yeah. Are there any JAWS users in here for knowing? They're using Reaper with JAWS, with the current Snowman
using Reaper
script.
With JAWS.
Yes.
Oh, good for all of you.
Okay, nobody seems to use JAWS, so... I'm going to give it to you anyway, Jessica, so that you want, you know, should you want to test them.
Yeah.
And then let me know if they're good or you find other problems.
Shortcut help off. Beat 348%.
We're getting most of it. Missing a couple here and there, but it's not... Worst case scenario, it's not false identifying, so it's not identifying vocals and random things as transients, and I'd rather come up short than have it identify some random thing as a transient and make funky, strange, odd noises happen throughout. But the cool part about it is, even if it misidentifies... Guess what? It's a stretch marker. We can delete those. We can navigate to stretch markers and we can press the delete key on said stretch marker and it goes away. So if it's pulling or if it does something weird, you can find where that weirdness happens and you can delete the stretch markers and you fixed it. So now let's do that dynamic split again.
We're
going to just do this under the view menu.
Monitor rig, crossfade, dynamics, FX, dynamics, lift.
There it is. And my settings are going to be all right. So when it comes up and I tab through and I see that it has a number of splits,
because
it brings up the dialog before I think it's fully analyzed the song.
Edit blank.
So that's why that's blank.
Minimum
there.
Size length in millis- edit blank.
Okay.
Limit number of splits slider zero.
See, right now it has zero splits because it brought up the dialog, but it's still looking
edit blank
at the song. So eventually,
limit number of splits slider zero.
It will come up with a number.
Edit blank. Minimum size length in milliseconds, slider 75. Edit selected 585.
There we go. I was shift tabbing. Eventually it came up with 585. So now
unsaved project,
I can press enter. And I can see that it still mostly wrote the quarters, a few of the eighths, but it mostly got the quarters. But like I said, I'd rather it come up short than misidentify. But I could keep messing with the transient threshold and sensitivity if I was so concerned. I'm jealous because when people press the transient sensitivity button that's located in that dialogue, they get a thing that shows sort of lines that go across the waveform, and they can move that threshold up and down and scroll through their audio until that line kind of intersects the transient, and by doing so, visually set the threshold and sensitivity. Not only can we not do that, but when we press that button, both JAWS, according to others, and NVDA, in my experience, will lose focus, Reaper will lose focus, and strange, weird things happen. So I'm kind of jealous of the sighted people right there.
Let's say, for example, I get a song where there is only bass, no drums. And bass is of the same volume like other instruments. Can I make it such with EQ that it is stronger? And then when I do dynamic split, it will detect transients better. Will it do its job then? Because if it's without EQ, it detects also other instruments, but I want to make only kind of bass quarter notes visible. Can I artificially boost those frequencies and then do dynamic split?
You can, sort of. And the reason I say sort of is because if you... And I went searching on many things, including YouTube, to see if there was a more eloquent solution, and unfortunately, there isn't. If you, for example, duplicate your track, and you add an EQ to do that, and then you apply, what is it, track effects to item, there's a couple of ways to do it. Basically, what you need to do is either...
You could apply the track effects to an item as a new take, and they will create a WAV file in your hard drive that has the effect.
Yep. And then you group... And then you group your unaffected track, you know, you group that item and your created item, and you do your dynamic split with your created item with your extra bass, and you do your stretch markers and, you know, add to groups deal. And then once you've put those stretch markers in place, you delete your track with your destructively EQ'd song on it, and you've essentially used that as a guide. Then you may want to clean your project directory because you don't need that WAV file anymore, but it served its purpose. That is the only way people have gotten that to work. It works. It's just you have to do it destructively and clean up.
Here's another example where this thing works perfectly. Let's say you want, and I'm back on drums, but just for sake of multi-mic drums, and you want to get, let's say you have a multi-track with multi-mic drums, and you want to get the kicks transient and the snare transients on any of those tracks, right? So let's say you go on the kick and you do dynamic split and you do add stretch marker to grouped items. You will get the kick. But then you do it to the snare and you will lose what you did before, basically, on the other tracks. So the way you do it is you group them, then you go with the kick, then you duplicate the snare. So you do the copy of the snare, adding also to the other grouped items, and then you kill the snare track so that you have both on everything, kick and snare on every track. But you need a copy of the snare to make sure that you won't lose the kick transients, the kick stretch marker on the actual snare track, but that you sum them. Do you see what I'm saying here? Do you understand it?
So when you have an item dynamically split, it doesn't preserve the stretch markers that exist. It considers the initial placement, but when it writes its stretch markers, it doesn't preserve the ones that you write or that it has written on behalf of something else. So the idea of duplicating the snare track and then using the duplicate to analyze for the snare makes sense because each action is adding stretch markers to other tracks. Nothing is being placed above something else, or the data from one isn't overwriting the data from another.
Yep.
You're just adding.
Yeah, and even if you lose the stretch marker on the copy of that track, you won't care because guess what? It's a copy you created for that purpose.
That you're deleting anyway.
Eventually.
Yep. In fact, the minute you do your dynamic split, you delete the duplicate, and you're good to go. This is one of those things where you'll either care or you won't, and if you care, you'll practice and you'll see it. And if such doesn't really apply, and you don't see yourself using dynamic split to that level of insanity, then it's all good. Now, back to this.
Stretch marker bar rate 811% unknown focus. Stretch marker... Stretch marker 53%.
So now that we're going to quantize these stretch markers by snapping them to grid, we'll actually get something more sensible.
Item properties, source prop group submenu G. Sort item properties B. Source group take sub comps item and take item process stretch markers submenu S. And stretch marker at cursor A.
No.
And stretch marker at cursor submenu S. Stretch markers in selected items submenu S. Snap to grid S. Unsaved project reaper.
So it got through the whole thing without... See, it didn't do that weird hiccup thing where it eventually got off by an eighth because it was closer to the beat. Now, you heard it pulling. And ironically, the reason it was pulling was because of the very few stretch markers where the hi-hats were triggered, because you've got a hi-hat and a shaker. And the hi-hat's in the center and the shaker is on the right. And the shaker actually attracted the attention of the stretch marker. And the shaker's a little offset, but that was pulled to the beat. The thing that was off beat was pulled on beat, which made everything else off. So what I'm actually going to do now
stretch marker deleted.
Is go through here,
stretch. Stretch.
Which is why I wasn't too fussed about stretch these mark. Hi-hat shaker combo things being
stretch. Stretch.
Stretch.
Stretch.
Factored.
Stretch. Stretch.
And I'm actually
stretch. Stretch.
Gonna delete
stretch. 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 Stretch.
All that.
Just select them all and do control delete.
I could, but I don't want all the stretch markers to go away because then it's going to unsnap right, it. Then. I just want the hi-hat shaker thingies to go away.
You just want the hi-hat ones gone. It's unfortunately not like MIDI where you can pick all one
event.
Type of sound on a stretch and
delete. Undo snap stretch markers to grid. Undo dynamic split.
Now, there is another way around that. I undid my dynamic split and all that stuff. So, that's like, let's see. That's almost 500 milliseconds. That's almost 500 milliseconds. So if we go back into our dynamic
split,
and we say that we're going to take some time and let this thing do its thing. I'd also like to actually point out that if you go on YouTube and you watch videos where people are, doing dynamic splits. Although this takes a bit of time, you'll see that they're going through the same process that we're going through. They're doing the same kind of experimentation that we're doing. So this is sort of like Flex in Logic and Beat Detective in Pro Tools, but it, like any bulk procedure, has its pros and its cons, and can sometimes save you hours of work. And in other cases, can provide hours of work to fix, except fortunately for us, we don't have hundreds of items anymore. We just may have hundreds of stretch markers, some of which we may not like.
When gate opens, check. When gate closes, reduce slits. Checkbox checked. Limit number of slits, slider 585.
Uh-huh.
Edit, selected 585. Minimum slice length in milliseconds, slider 75.
Huh. Let's put that to...
Edit, 7.
Something like 450. Because that's a little under 500.
Minimum slice length in milliseconds, slider 450.
And then we look at the number of splits.
Edit, selected 273.
Right. That just jumped down by a whole lot. 273. Yeah.
Unsaved project.
Let's do that.
1-1. Contact ITIX group sub take sub comps item and item process stretch marker and stretch marker at cursor.
Snap those to grid.
And stretch marker at stretch markers in selected items sub menu S. Accept and remit unsaved project.
And let's see if it pulls. Nope. And that's done it. And that also keeps things like him snapping and a kick or a snare from confusing matters. Because they're so close together, the stronger of the two will be the one considered. And so if we wanted to quantize that entire song, we would go through and we would add just enough stretch or insert enough tempo markers such that things were pretty close. We'd dynamic split, we would snap, and if any tempo markers existed, we would go to project settings with Alt-Enter, change our time base to beats position length rate so that we could then press...
Item, remove all stretch marker.
What is it? Who remembers how to delete all time signature markers?
Win-Shift-Delete.
Delete all markers.
No, Win-Alt-Delete. Sorry, Win-Alt-Delete.
Delete all points in time.
Nope, it's Control-Windows-Delete. Control-Windows-Delete. Yeah.
Shortcut.
That's one we can never remember.
You press that, and then, because you've set your time base to beats position length rate, it will change the audio to reflect.
So,
provided you used our custom action to add stretch marker when you've done your tempo change.
You're going back to that real quick about the beach thing. So, going back to Jess's problem, who can guess why the tempo markers, when he was trying to tempo mark something, didn't work on his audio?
I'd say because of two things, but let's say what they guess.
Can I?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe project time base was set to time.
That's one.
I would give him a ding.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding.
And who can guess a second?
Stretch markers. It's a clue.
It is a clue. Think of it like this. We want to make a tempo change, be that instant or gradual. And we want the audio to do what when the tempo changes? What will be ideal to happen?
Presumably, what? We want the audio to change with the tempo marker.
Uh-huh. And...
you need to map the stretch markers to the tempo markers. You need to basically, there's a shortcut somewhere that says add stretch markers to where tempo markers are positioned.
Or, yes, and this is why, this is exactly it. You need to have a tempo and a stretch marker at the same cursive position. This is why... we used and we created the action that adds stretch and tempo at cursive position. And if Jess used that action, the reason why he couldn't change tempo was that either the project setting was not at time, or even if it was not at bits position length rate, or if the project was at bits position length rate, what could not also be? Its track. Remember, if you change a project, but then for some odd reason, track time base is to time, you it's like you have done nothing. You need to make sure that track time base is set to either project or beats position length rate.
Yep.
So
the project hierarchy is really important here, guys, because you can change different areas of the project, and we'll get into that again. So keep that in mind here in a bit when we talk about group items and the hierarchy of things as they get affected.
And I have another question to you guys. Remember before when Derek was selecting a measure and using that as kind of tempo detecting and tempo assigning for the whole project? I was actually expecting a question from you guys like, couldn't we do this for each measure and kind of create tempo marker for us? The answer is yes. And Derek probably can show that using tempo markers at each measure. Because that's another workflow that you might like.
We can do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would do it for like two measures real quick to kind of, you know, show them how.
Well, I'd need to undo all this to get it back, but we can do that.
What were you saying?
Actually, I'm just going to bring up a new project and put the track back in.
Yeah.
Because that'll just be infinitely quicker to do that.
01, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Unsaved.
Okay. Now. All right.
101. Checked.
Just to show them the difference between that action that you used and this other one.
Set selection.
3, 4. Bump, tab.
Set selection end.
Oh, control shift.
Draw Alt C.
Hmm? No, I gotta set the initial.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you can...
Edit time signature dialog slash time signature bars. Tempo 115.422 BPM. Edit selected 4.
4-4. One measure.
Unsaved run. Clear time slash loop selection.
Now, measure 2.
Bar 2.
Select it.
Set it.
Now, notice I pressed tab a couple of times there. Because the first time I pressed tab, it was the shaker and then the hi-hat and then the kick. All jammed together there. I want always kind of on the right edge of the transient, generally, in most things I've noticed. So I'm right on the kick drum there.
Set.
Now I'm going to press Control Alt C. I'm not going to add the shift key this time.
Edit time signature dialog slash time signature bars. Tempo 117.170 BPM. Edit selected 4. Unsaved project reaper.
Alright, now it's got it for the...
Bar 3. Bar 4, bar 5, bar 6, bar 7. Bar 8, bar 9. Set C.
There we go. Right on
there
it now.
Go.
Set selection. Edit time signature dialog slash time signature bar. Unsaved. Clear.
And you'd have to go through and you do all that.
The cool thing about this method, though, as Gianluca was saying, and for someone like me who kind of sometimes prefers tempo markers to mark something, this is a lot easier to do because you're not having to number guess, as he was saying. So you can just create it from selections. It's still a little bit tedious, just a bit.
But you still
but you don't
need
have to number guess.
Right, but you still need to put your stretch markers down. So you could either press Control Alt C to add your tempo markers and then go back and put your stretch markers down later. Or who remembers the key to our custom action that we basically three made to do that? To add
Control
this tempo.
Alt K.
Yep.
That's right.
Ding,
so that
ding,
would have been
ding.
The preferred thing to press.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised somebody didn't.
That will not create the measure from the time selection. That would just add a tempo and a stretch at the cursor.
Yeah, so they would have to still number guess. That's why he's saying,
yep.
Right?
That's why he's saying that way, because they would still have to number guess with the Control Alt K way.
But so. We still can add tempo and stretch together. I mean, we still can go back to those tempo markers and put stretch markers down.
Oh yeah.
And we'll have to, so that we can delete those tempo markers and make a change in the audio. Now, another alternative to
this,
I'm going to bring up the track again.
0001.
And new project and my selection.
Set metric. Set selection end. Edit time sig.
Control Alt Shift C.
Unsaved project reaper.
There we go. Is to use
SWS slash VR. Convert project markers to tempo markers. Short.
Convert project markers to tempo markers. I mapped this to Alt Windows C because it was free and I could.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you have to. I just did because I wanted to play with it and I got tired of pulling up the actions list and searching for it.
Yeah.
The thing that makes this nicer than it could have otherwise been is its default behavior is that you sit there and you tap M through the whole thing and you put a marker on every beat. And oh my God, you're going to wear out your M key. Or you can say how many beats a marker indicates.
Probably.
So you could say, you know, one marker per measure. And then all you have to do is just put it at the top of the
measure.
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole lot less work, a whole lot less tedium.
Yep.
And so that's cool. Let's go to the top of this. It's not as cool. Marker. M. And I'm just going to finish that. And I'm just going to turn off the metronome for now. And I'm just going to go through.
So would you mark up the whole, like, all the beats that way with M, 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 M?
No, now he's marking all the top of the measure.
Bar 40,
and just
the 63, 96, 80%.
Yeah, I'm just 80%. Literally the top of the measure. So M, M, 2, 3, 4, M, 2,
oh,
3,
okay.
4, M, 2, 3, 4, M, 2, 3, 4, M, 2, Now, that having been said, if your audio interface delay latency compensation isn't quite being factored in properly, and sometimes on playback it isn't very well in this case, your markers might miss the transients by a little bit. But if you're doing a dynamic split, it won't matter anyway, because they'll get pulled into conformance. Because watch what happens when I press Alt-Win-C.
SWS/ER markers to tempo dialog. Cancel button. Convert button. Markers per measure. Edit selected one.
Markers per measure. One. One, two, three, four. Mark.
Time signature, edit selected 4, slash edit selected 4, create gradual tempo changes, checkbox not checked, remove project markers, okay. Checkbox checked, cancel button, convert button, pressed.
Now, a side effect of this is that stretch markers are also created.
Press WS/ER error dialog, not enough project marker content.
I just ran that action twice and it errored at me, but that means that the second time I ran it and it broke, that means it actually did it.
R1.
So.
Metric.
And there you go. I was just going M, 2, 3, yep. 4, M, 2.
This created
two.
Tempo markers, though. Tempo markers.
But it also created stretch. No, that action put stretch markers down. It sure did.
Stretch marker bar 2, stretch marker bar 3, stretch marker bar 4.
When did they add that? Because it wasn't doing
stretch
that.
Stretch marker bar 5.
I can assure you it was.
Okay.
So now all you have needed to actually create that action if the markers does it.
Well, no, but I don't want to go through and systematically have to mark every measure
sometimes.
No. I mean, the action is still cool.
Because now all you'd have to do to pull it into tempo is project settings, beats position, length rate, and then delete your tempo. Because then your stretch snaps
cool.
to... So yeah. That's another way to do it. And then from there, you can dynamic split if you're so inclined.
Yep. And that must be an addition to the new SWS, because the last time I tried it, it added tempo markers, but not stretch. In fact, I need to convert the temp to add that manually or to add it using Rearpack. Now, the thing that they added in, it's very cool. Very cool.
Now, that's all I have to show for today, because that wasn't enough to take in or anything.
No, not at all.
Now, grouped items. Grouped items I'm going to show you with and what it means, basically with a very funny and fun example that I play with, that is the Sound of Reaper project, which I'm going to open right now. You should be hearing me and this project.
Yep.
Perfect. Now, if we go at the end of this project.
Heard this.
At the end of the project. You get that. Now that has been made using stretch markers and editing their rates. Now before going into grouped items, I'm going to show you how to edit a stretch marker rate. So the first thing I'm going to do is going to select this item, and I'm going to move to the stretch marker.
Stretch marker gradle. Stretch. Stop and eating. Men colon. Leaving menus. Track view. Quote. Stretch marker bar 25.43%. Space. Play. Colon. Stretch marker. Space. Play. Space. Stop.
So just for sake of knowing where I have to put the stretch marker again, I'm going to mark this point with M.
M.
I'm going to delete.
Stretch marker deleted. Quote. Stretch marker. Stretch marker delete. Marker. One. Marker
so
one.
So now I get.
Space. Play.
See? It's not decreasing the rate anymore.
Not spinning it down. No.
It's not spinning down, exactly. Now, what I'm going to do is add just one stretch marker here.
Space, wait. Space, stop.
Not two, as we had before, but just one.
One item selected.
And I'm going to do it by doing... First thing I'm going to do is
F12,
pressing...
F12, Control-G, item grouping, select all items and groups. F12,
Control-G.
Control-G, three items selected.
Now, what does it mean, select all items in groups? Basically making sure, first of all, that the group exists, because I haven't removed it. And now I'm going to remove it. How do I remove items from group with the key
F12, shortcut help off, U, item grouping, remove items from group. F12, shortcut help off, U.
Now, all three items are ungrouped. What does it mean exactly? If I group three items, because now I have the...
Five verb.
Let's see.
One Thursday.
I have droop,
201 drop, drop. F6, so space, play. Space, stop, F6,
I have
pitch plus 3.000, freeze.
What?
Pitch plus 3.
What's this?
Space, play, space, F6, space, play.
Bass and the guitar.
F6, space, play. Space, stop, F6.
So I have three tracks when I group these three items, they're going to behave as one. This is what a group is. Basically, you're making three items to behave as one. So, let's say I'm not grouping them. I'm going to go on the drum. And I'm going to just add a stretch marker here.
One item. Control M.
Right?
Space, late.
Just space, on this stop. Item. Now, I'm going to make it spin down on just the stretch marker over here. That is...
colon, stretch marker, quote, stretch marker, space, late.
There.
Space, stop, colon, space, late, space, stop.
And how do I do this? By doing Control Shift Enter, okay?
Control Shift Enter, edit marker dialog, name, edit, type, and text.
This opened a dialog. This is a macro action that we created. Derek and I created. To edit marker, all kinds of markers. Project marker and stretch marker, actually. Not tempo. Project and stretch. Now, at this point in the project, I have both of them. So this dialog showed me the project marker first. I don't want to edit that, so I'm going to get rid of it.
Escape, edit, type, and text, 1.00,
okay, escape.
Edit.
And this is stretch marker.
Edit stretch marker rate.
Edit stretch marker rate. So what I'm going to do now is...
tab, link, start, slash, end, rate, check. Tab, okay, button, add, shift, shift, tab, start, rate, edit, 1.0.
I have a start rate, and then if I tab, I have...
tab, link, start, slash, end, rate, check, box, check, so clear.
Link, start, and end rate. And this will get confused. So, start and end rate, what does it mean? Each of those marker can start at a rate, the audio at a rate, and end it at another rate. Okay? So if I unlink them...
space, not checked.
I get
shift tab and shift tab start rate,
start rate,
tab end rate, edit 1.0,
and end rate field. So now, if I want to change the end rate of
one,
this
period, one,
to 0.0, that point will start at full rate and spin down to zero. But since I have not grouped the items, I'm going to get only the drums stretch, and you're going to hear it.
Enter, edit, space, play, edit, hypertext. Space, stop,
that
edit,
is a
hypertext.
Problem. Isn't it? Because I did not group the items. So the effect that I have is only applying to this stretch marker over here that is in one, only in this item. So now I'm going to undo this.
Undo custom edit marker, undo add stretch marker edit.
And I'm going to undo that. Now I need to group all these three together.
Space, play edit, type and text. Space, stop edit,
what I want
text.
To do is select these three tracks,
one third,
being the
201
drums,
pitch plus 3.0.
And the bass
pitch plus
and
three.
The guitar, and ignore what Jaws is saying because I don't have the scripts at the moment in this Jaws. So it's talking to me and saying me things that I
escape.
Don't care for. So I'm going to,
pitch
I know
three
where
point.
I am, so I'm going to be in the drum track.
F6, space, play. F6,
and I'm
going to
select track 3 and track 4 by doing what? What is the command to select these tracks? And I'm going to tell you why I'm selecting these tracks in a minute. But what can I do to select these three contiguous tracks?
Just use shift and the arrow keys.
Yes. Shift and down arrow. One. So I have this track selected already, so I'm going to press it twice.
302. 403 electric guitar selected. One item
boom.
Selected.
So I get, if I hit the key that tells me what tracks I've selected.
Control F. 201 drums. 302 bass. 403 electric guitar.
Which I've now remapped to Control F because I cannot use Control Shift Space at the moment for conflict keys in my system. So I have to remap it for this demonstration. Actually, no, I believe it's a duplicate. Probably you all have it. Can you check there if you all have it? Control F there? Because I remapped it, but I think I left it there, so it's in the key map. So, anyway, the Control Shift Space will be the key that will stay.
Control so, track items, time selection, depending on focus.
Yeah, it's the same, right? Control Shift Space and Control F. Can you
confirm? Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a duplicate. I left it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we can get rid of that.
We will get rid of Control F.
Yeah, we can put Control F to like stretch and fit items to time selection or move and fit items to time selection.
Control F.
Oh, okay, then we won't do that either.
So, now I'm selecting these three tracks over here. And I want to select the items that are on these three tracks. What key should I press to do that?
Well, Shift and A.
Shift, A. Yes. I'm going to do it now.
A. Three items selected.
Three items selected. Perfect. And now I want to group them all by pressing...
F12, G, item grouping, group items.
G.
F12, shortcut, help off, G.
It doesn't speak, but... if I want to make sure that I've grouped these three items, I'm going to hit Control G, and I'm going to get...
Control G, three items selected.
Three items selected. Perfect. Now I'm going to go back on my track.
Land, 201 drum.
And
space, play. Space,
I'm going to
stop.
Add my stretch marker there. Control M.
Control M.
Because I had removed it. Now I'm going to move.
Colon, stretch marker, space, play. Close, stretch marker, space,
here.
Stop.
And I'm going to edit its rate as I did before. Control, Shift,
Control,
Enter.
Control, Shift, Enter, edit marker. Tab, position, edit.
Again, this is the project marker that I had just to... known where I have to put the stretch marker, so I'm going to escape out of
escape,
here.
Edit stretch, edit stretch marker rate.
And I'm going to get that.
Tab, link, start, slash, end, rate,
so I unlink.
Space, not checked. Tab, okay, but tab, tab, start rate, edit, 1.00, tab, end rate, edit, 1.001, period,
0.0,
enter, edit, hyphen, space, lay edit, hyphen, text. Space, stop,
and
edit,
that
text.
Had done it. Now, what does it mean, group item, exactly? As I said before, one item controls them all. So, if I
one
go
Thursday,
to my drum,
201 space, lay, space, stop.
And I move,
num lock off.
So let's zoom way, way,
dash 48, num lock off, num dash,
way, way,
dash 6.491, dash 5.409 pixels, dash 0.874 pixels, plus, space, lay, space,
let
stop.
Me move this along.
Space, lay, space, dash 1.258 pixels,
so I'm
second.
Moving only the drums item.
Hey, one item selected.
Okay. You can hear that.
Space, lay. Six. New item, select envelope. Six. Space, stop. Space, lay. Space,
I moved so much that it completely put everything out of tempo. The vocals. Why? Because the vocal didn't belong to the group. Because I just selected three tracks. The drum, bass, and the guitar. And only those three moved as I moved this. So let me put it back to where it was.
Space, lay. Four.
There you go.
Space, lay.
Here space, go. Stop. So, I hope that helped, unless Derek and Jessica have other things to add.
On a semi-related note, notice how when we were playing with stretch markers in Billie Jean and in Chicago, we were correcting time, but that was messing with pitch. What thing happened in his Sound of Reaper project that made it such that playing with the stretch marker played with the pitch and speed as if it were a tape? What parameter was changed and where was it changed?
You can change it in item settings to affect on a per item basis, or right. You can do it in the project window as well, I think.
We've seen it in the item properties and project. You can do it probably per, like, if you're going to play with master play rate, but that won't play with item properties, so it's different.
If you can do it for in item settings, though, per item, obviously.
Yeah, shift F2, yeah.
Shift F2, item properties, yes, exactly. And there's a thing that we can all verify. Now, the items are grouped. Now, let's see if the group also uses properties or not. Let's verify. So I have this track selected.
F6, space, play. F6, until space,
and
stop.
They're all spinning down. So what I have to do now is, what I want to do now is Shift A.
A, one item selected.
Make sure I have this item selected. Shift F2.
Shift F2, the item properties. Shift, tab, take pitch, shift, slash, time, stretch, mode, stretch, marker, face, shift, tab, take pitch, shift,
here.
Slash, time, stretch, mode, shift, tab, take properties, normalize, button, shift, tab, take properties, invert, face, shift, tab, take properties, normal, button, shift, tab, take properties, take pan, fader, left, shift, tab, take properties, take volume, fader, shift, tab, take properties, preserve, pitch, when change, in rate, check, box, not checked, check, press, space, check.
Checked. Enter. Now,
enter, track loop.
Two possible scenarios. One, this change of properties does not actually work on the whole group, so we're going to have guitars and bass doing the pitch down thing and not the drums, or both actually not doing it. So let's play and let's figure that out.
Bass, stop.
As you could have figured, only the bass and the guitar will start doing pitching while the drums didn't. So the way to fix is, so that nothing does it, is to actually
undo
that.
Change item properties. 30.
Select
20.
Three tracks, three
hey.
Items. Can you
three
tell
items
me?
Selected.
There you go. Or actually I could have hit Control G.
Control G, three items selected.
That would have given me the same result with less steps. Then I do Shift F2.
Shift F2, media item properties, three items selected. Shift, tab, lock checkbox, not shift, tab, loop source, shift, tab, item mix, shift, tab, item touch, shift, tab, snap off, shift, tab, button, dash, shift, tab, fade out, edit, shift, tab, curve, edit, shift, tab, time radio, shift, tab, position, edit, shift, tab, okay, but shift, tab, take shift, tab, cancel button, the shift, tab, nut, slash, set, dot, shift, tab, take media source, reset, shift, tab, take media source, resample, shift, tab, take media source, resample, shift, tab, take media source, resample, set, shift, tab, take media source, resample, shift, tab, take shift, slash, time, stretch mode, optimize, shift, tab, take shift, slash, time, stretch mode, stretch marker, fade size, shift, tab, take shift, slash, time, stretch mode, take shift, tab, take properties, three, take selected, normal button, back, shift, tab, take properties, three, take selected, take pan, fader, left, shift, tab, take properties, three, take selected, preserve, pitch, when change, in rig, space, check.
If I check this now and hit
enter
track and
loop.
Hit play,
space, space, stop.
I now have a non-spinning down, but still slowing down thing. What do you guys think? Do you like this?
This grouped items thing also has a practical use case of if you have a multi-track session and you have drums and you have your kick mic and your snare mic and your, you know, various things, you can do what we were talking about before, where you use one to dictate the other. So if you had like a track, you know, where it was like metal and they had your 8th and 16th kicks or whatever, and you wanted to snap the whole thing to grid based on the kick drum, you can do that. Group your items, dynamic split, and there you go. Guys, the reality is you've got a culmination of years worth of discoveries between Jessica, Gianluca, and I thrown at you in this class. Years of discovery and refinement. So if it's a bit much, don't feel bad. If you are along for the ride, if you are hanging out with us for the last 5 or 6 years, it'd be a little easier to deal with, because this is the culmination of our discoveries. Everything from recording MIDI track to time stretching and syncing audio and so on is some pretty powerful stuff. And so it will only take study and practice to master the parts of this that you care about.
Yep. We can also deal with gradual tempo changes in audio, guys. Remember, there's also that part.
Let's do gradual tempo, and then we'll have all the tempo in one.
Yeah.
In two
and I'll start you guys with the Jessica show next week.
So I'm going to load a new project. There you go. Can you hear this?
Yep.
Good. So I'm going to delete the bit of silence at the beginning, and this should be at 120 BPM. Oh, let's see. So I actually got a song that is at 120, right? And I'm going to delete from this point. I'm going to keep it where she starts singing. Now, what I want to do is create some tempo markers and stretch markers. And the first thing I want to show you is how to create... Well, no, the instant change, I believe they understood it. You guys understood it. So let's do directly gradual thing. So the first thing I'm going to do is go to the beginning of the project. So what I'm going to do is, at the beginning of this project, I'm going to create a tempo marker and add also a stretch marker. So I'm going to use our action, the Alt-Control-K.
One item selected. Tempo slash time signature marker dialog. BPM primary, a secondary, B skip, period, pattern of the 4 beats. Tempo edit 120. Type.
And I'm going to leave it as it is, 120, because that's what I need.
Composition edit 1 point time. Gradually transition tempo to next marker. Checkbox checked. So,
but I'm not... I'm going to uncheck it for the moment. I don't want to do it gradual now, so I'm going to uncheck this.
Tab, start new measure, time signature, checkbox not checked, check, press tab, new metronome pattern, checkbox not tab, okay button, slash it, track new. Slash it, wait.
So if I now move with control and what to verify if I got the tempo marker at the beginning. What do I need to
Control, shift, semicolon, and control, shift,
apostrophe. No, control and semicolon.
Control, semicolon, tempo 120.
Tempo 120.
Space, wait. Space,
that's
stop.
It. Now I'm gonna let me go to where she starts singing.
Data R10. Data R9.
Here.
Space, stop.
And I'm gonna add another tempo stretch marker deal. But this time, I'm gonna. What do you guys want? To speed it up or to slow it down?
Slow it down.
Slow it down.
By how much?
One item selected. Tempo slash time signature marker dialog. BPM primary, a secondary. B skip, period, pattern tempo, edit 120.
This is 120. How do we want this to slow down?
80.
Oh, why don't you cut it in half?
Okay, so that'll be even funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, 60.
60. Enter. Edit. Type of text. Space. Play edit. Type of text. Space. Stop edit. Type of text.
That's some aggressive. So, on purpose, I've changed the algorithm on the actual project. So that... So, hear this.
Space. Click. Space. Stop
edit.
Type of text.
You can clearly hear that that's an instant tempo change. And if we see here with shift,
colon, stretch marker, bar one edit, type, space, quote, stretch,
we
space,
also get
edit,
stretch marker because of our action. You guys get that? Now, we want this to be gradual. So a person would expect, okay, I'll go to the tempo marker and I'll check the box. And that should do it. This is what you guys would expect. Let's see if that corresponds to the truth. So I'm going to go there.
Colon, stretch marker, bar, control, right. Semicolon, tempo, 120, edit, space, lay edit, type, space,
I'm
going
to hit
edit.
What key to edit the marker? What key? I just want to edit the tempo marker.
I told you guys this last week, guys. What key is it?
Shift C.
Mm-mm. Nope, that creates a new one to edit the marker.
C.
There
Perfect.
You go.
Perfect.
C, edit tempo / time signature marker dialog tab position.
And I'm going to check.
Tab, gradually transition tempo to next marker checkbox not checked. To check, press space, check.
This. Enter. Now, I'm going to turn the metronome on.
Control shift M, metronome off. Control shift M.
And just hear what happens, because you might not expect what will happen.
Space, please. Space, stop.
Did you see what happened there?
What did
Very bad pitch of...
The pitch of what, Christian? Because I couldn't hear you.
I said a very bad pitch algorithm because, yeah, I can hear that it's tempo change.
So, what you were hearing was the metronome was going gradually. So if I mute this,
F5,
hear
mute
the metronome.
Space, play.
So can you hear it gradually going down?
Yeah.
So that shows that tempo marker is working. So what is that I have to do, according to you? I want you to get to the process with me. What is wrong? What have I missed? What Reaper does not understand?
Do we need to change the beats and position length rate so it then conforms the tempo?
No, that's there already. Otherwise, you wouldn't get any instant change.
Well, in that case, we need to match stretch markers to the tempo.
There are two stretch markers already. Remember, I've used the action that puts them there.
Well, then Reaper just stops needing to be awkward.
No. And yes. But that's a very cool answer.
Do those stretch markers have same start and end rate?
That's a way to do it, but we need to manually calculate it.
Actually, no, you wouldn't, because theoretically you'd have to, you just look at the second stretch marker and look at its rate, and then put that in the first one.
That's a cool way to fix it. There's another way to fix it, because I could look at the second and then pull it as the
end rate of the first.
End rate of the first, and then, yeah, that'd be a thing, actually. The problem is that this first stretch marker is at the first beat of the project, and Reaper does not like that at all, so that will mess things up even worse. But that was a cool idea. If the first stretch marker was not at the first beat, it would have worked. Absolutely.
So if the tempo change started at the second measure...
Yes, that would have worked.
See,
we could do that.
I'm just
there's
wondering...
another thing that we can do that's tedious but easier that you're not thinking of, guys. And I'm sure Derek knows what it is. It's just finding other
solutions. Well, I'm not including it because I hadn't mentioned it because we haven't talked about repack at all in this course.
No,
there's a thing that we can do... that not doesn't include repack. Well, if you had repack, that would be easier, but we can still do that.
I'm just wondering real quick, though, Gianluca, if because Derek answered something. I don't think it's the thing that you were mentioning, but why, if you have the gradual tempo thing, wouldn't that other checkbox in that same tempo marker thing where it says start new measure, new time signature, whatever, wouldn't that theoretically do that too? Like, wouldn't it theoretically?
Try. Let's see.
I do toggle track mute.
So let me...
Unmute the time signature marker. Space, play.
That's all. Let me go back to the marker.
Control semicolon, tempo 120. Space, play. Space, stop. C, edit tempo, tab, position, edit one tab, gradually transition tempo to next marker, checkbox not checked, tab, start new, shift tab.
So I check
space,
that.
Checked, tab, start new measure, time signature, checkbox not checked.
And I check
space
this
bar.
Too?
Space, checked. Tab, edit tempo / time signature marker, edit 4, type into tab, / edit 4, type in text.
And that just gives me the signature, right? Which has to be there because it's a 4-4, right? Let's see what happens.
Tab, allow a partial measure. Tab, new shift. Tab, new metronome pattern. Checkbox not checked. Tab, OK button. Tab, space. Try new. Space, play.
No, not the same thing.
Space, stop.
Nope.
Undo edit time signature mark.
What we need to do...
Space, play. Space, stop.
...is we need to add stretch markers to each grid division. Or we do calculation, but we need to start our stretch marker at the second measure, not at the first. Reaper doesn't like it. So what I want to do now is add each stretch marker at each grid division. I can set the grid division to 8 note, for example. Control Shift 8.
F12. Short.
Do 16. Because it's da-da-da-da-da-da. It's 16th. So I don't
space,
think
16th.
Yeah,
space,
it could. Yeah, it is. I know it's singing, but we already out of time. So doing it 16 would be even more precise. And if we had repack, we could do it because there's a script that does it. But just for sake of demonstration, let's do it at 8. Now, there's a way to move by grid, move the cursor by grid, which is...
F12, shortcut, control, shift, semicolon, view, move cursor left of grid division. Control, shift, apostrophe, view, move cursor right of grid division. F12, shortcut,
so
help off.
So that...
Space, play, space, control, shift, apostrophe, 50%. Space, play, space,
so
stop.
I'm going to put a stretch marker here.
One item select, like that. Control M. Control shift apostrophe B 20%. Control F. Control shift apostrophe. Control F. Control shift apostrophe. Control shift apostrophe. Control shift apostrophe. Control shift. Control shift apostrophe. 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 Control F. Control shift apostrophe. Control shift apostrophe. Control shift. Control shift. Control shift apostrophe. 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 B 40%.
And as you see, it's seeking me.
Control F. Space. Late. Space. Control shift apostrophe. 50%.
Control M.
Control shift apostrophe. Control F. Space. Late. Space, stop.
And I would have to do it for a longer time. So I'm just not going to do it for the whole... Let's see. Let's get to the...
Control shift apostrophe. Control M. Space. Play. Control shift apostrophe. Space. Control M. 50. Space. Play. Space. Space. Control shift M. Metronome off. Escape.
Sorry.
Control. Control M. Control shift apostrophe. Control. Space. Play. Space.
Control M.
Space. Play.
Control M.
Control.
And control M.
Space. Stop.
Now I could do it continuing doing this or not, but just to show you what it's doing... Now I'm going to go back to the tempo marker.
Control semicolon tempo 1 space play
and
space,
check
stop,
the box.
C, tab, gradual tab, start shift tab space check enter gradual play.
Control, now space, of course pause. Here will break because I stopped doing
auto,
it.
Space play. Space
see?
Stop.
It broke because I stopped doing it. But had I kept doing it, it will be gentle and do it for the whole thing. Okay, so that's a way to do a gradual change in audio, which I found really cool. A bit tedious, but really cool.
Now, I'm correct in assuming, though, in MIDI, if you just check that box...
Yeah, in MIDI, it just works.
It'll
straight.
Just yes. gradual.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yep. That's one of the differences between tempo markers and MIDI and audio. In MIDI, it will just work. In audio, you also need to tell it what to stretch. Now, if you have repack, there is a beautiful action that does it in one hit. So you just hit that, and you have your stretch marker to grid division. And so then you can play with gradual changes, okay? What we can do, though, is since we can delete the tempo
control
marker
apostrophe. Tempo space,
that
stop.
We have there.
Space. Space, play. Page down, R5.
Let's see.
Space,
and
stop.
Add another one here.
Control M.
That is, I just added stretch markers because I didn't before. So that is 60.
C, tempo slash 6, 0, enter,
and
edit,
now
type
I'm going to have a beautiful thing.
Space,
clear,
type of text. Control space,
as you can
pause,
see,
edit,
I gradually change that. But what I can also do, instead of doing 60 here,
control semicolon, tempo 60,
I could
R5 edit, space, clear, space, C, hope 6, 0,
180.
6, 1, 8,
and
enter,
they will
edit.
Automatically do the proper calculations.
Play edit, type of text.
With the stretch markers.
Space, stop edit, type of text.
Got it?
And if you uncheck that preserve pitch box in item properties, things
oh,
get
yeah.
really, really broken and fun.
Well,
and
well it will do a little pitch.
Shift F2, media shift, take pitch shift, slash time, stretch mode, stretch marker, fade size, shift tab, normal button, shift tab, take, shift, preserve pitch with space, notch, enter, play. Space,
there you go. Pretty cool, huh? So, that is all I got for you guys.
And that's a good note. To leave us off on time compression, because
yep.
That'll
Dex,
be me up next week.
Dedek's method would have worked by calculating the rate, but with me, it always broke at the first beat of the project. So that's a thing to be aware of. We could probably cheat and put an item that is one measure long at the first and then start off. And
I was
that's
just thinking
a very
that.
Good and elegant way to cheat and make it work. But yeah, I found that using the grid thing, especially, you know, a gradual change for 1 to 2 measure, it's not a big deal putting stretch marker to grid. And also having the possibility of moving the cursor by grid division, I believe it's a very cool thing. And it's in your key map with control shift, semicolon, apostrophe.
It is indeed.
So yep. Remember, so, guys, that apostrophe and semicolon move by marker, shift apostrophe and semicolon move by stretch marker, control apostrophe and semicolon move by tempo marker. You're controlling the tempo. And control shift semicolon and apostrophe move by grid division.
Shall we hit the outro music?
Who's ready to go? Yeah, I was going to say, who's ready to go?
Yeah, have you stretch marked the outro and put it to it triplet for any chance? That'd be good.
That'd be kind of fun.
Swing there.
We like Jess. Could you just do this from the MIDI? Thanks much. No? Yes? Well, no. Probably not. Anyway, starting off next week with the Jessica show. Where we talk about pitch. We talked about time.
Time compression and expansion. Pitch shifting. All the fun things. See you next week.